It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 2, 2015. It's more than fantasy, more than romance, more than brilliant novelty, more than blood-chilling thrills. It's the eighth wonder of the world. With those words on March 2, 1933, the New York papers proclaimed the opening of King Kong, the iconic special effects blockbuster film that put the 25-foot-tall ape on top of the recently completed Empire State Building in one of the most memorable movie scenes of all time. Audiences first saw, and heard, a screaming Fay Wray in the massive fist of the mighty Kong at the 6,200-seat Radio City Music Hall and the 3,700-seat RKO Roxy Theater across the street. Crowds had lined up around the block on opening day. Tickets were priced at 35 to 75 cents, and in its first 4 days, every one of its 10 shows a day were sold out, setting an all-time attendance record for an indoor event. Over the 4 day period, the film grossed $89,931. In today's money, that would be more than $1.6 million. The film had its official world premiere a few weeks later at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. By Easter Sunday, King Kong had opened in London, grabbing headlines from Hitler's new National Socialist government in Germany. Variety thought the film was powerful. The New York Times gave readers an enthusiastic account of the plot and thought the movie a fascinating adventure. John Mosher of The New Yorker called it ridiculous, but wrote that there were many scenes that were certainly diverting. The New York World Telegram called it one of the very best of all the screen thrillers, done with all the cinema's slickest camera tricks. And the Chicago Tribune called it one of the most original, thrilling, and mammoth novelties to emerge from a movie studio. In 2002, Roger Ebert wrote that while the special effects are certainly not up to modern standards, the film somehow still works and maintains its appeal despite two major remakes and five re-releases between 1938 and 1956. King Kong did not receive any Academy Award nominations. David O. Selznick wanted to nominate the film for a special award in visual effects, but the Academy declined because such a category did not exist at the time and would not be added until 1938. The film has since received some significant honors, however. In 1975, Kong was named one of the 50 best American films by the American Film Institute, and in 1991 it was deemed culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress and selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry. In 1998, the AFI again honored the movie, ranking it number 43 on its list of the 100 greatest movies of all time. The home media phenomenon, which began some 35 years ago, gave King Kong a whole new audience. In 1984, it was one of the first films to be released on Laserdisc and was the very first to have an audio commentary track included. There have been numerous VHS releases, including a 60th anniversary edition in 1993 from Turner Home Entertainment. A two-disc special edition DVD came out in 2005, and a Blu-ray version followed in 2010, proving audiences still haven't had their fill. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 2, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.